Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Amen. This is International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries, and we are back on the air. Praise God. After a little short, amen, a little short of whatever, amen, we had to get rescheduled again, and I thank God for allowing us to get scheduled and back on air. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to start off with scripture reading. Praise God. Amen. And it's coming out of the book of Psalms. Praise God. I'm excited. Amen. Praise God. And I know you are. We are heading up for the Thanksgiving holidays. And I got a little thought for you on that in reference to what I feel about Thanksgiving. I don't know what you feel about Thanksgiving, but I know what I feel, and I know that God is working it out for our good. Amen. Praise God. And if we go to Psalms 150, praise God, I give God the glory. Oh, I give him the glory. Praise God. I'm turning my page to 150. Praise God. To Psalms 150. Praise God. That's my favorite psalm. Amen. As far as praise and worship. And it states as thus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the in his mighty firmament. This is the New International King James Version, so it's a little bit different from the King James Version. It said, praise him in his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and flutes. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him with the clashing cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So I praise God to this day, amen, and I want to give him glory, amen, because he's truly working in the earth realm for our good. Thank you, Jesus. And I have a little thought, amen, praise God. It's in reference to Thanksgiving. A lot of people, amen, has thought of Thanksgiving as when they say Columbus first discovered America. Amen, praise God. But it started way a long time ago. Amen, praise God, before Columbus was even known about. And it started off with God. Amen, praise God. His goodness and his mercy. So we give thanks to him before we thank our families and friends for the get-together, the gatherings and stuff like that. So we give thanks, amen, to God, amen. And what does Thanksgiving mean to me? It is the expression of gratitude for a blessing or being blessed by God. Amen. That's what it means to me. We should always give thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's coming out of Ephesians 5 and 20. And then it says, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. And that's coming out of Psalms 50 and 14. And then it said, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Amen. For the Lord is the great God. Amen. And the King. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Over all gods, either Lord God in the heavens or in the earth, that anybody try to say that they're God or what Satan is trying to say that he is concerning the people. That the Bible said that he said he's the God of this world, but he's not. Amen. Praise God. And we know who, thank you, Jesus, our God is. He's our provider. And it said, enter in his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth through all generations. And so when the words give me that information, it lets me know not only, amen, praise God, are we blessed, but the generations that's coming after us, our children, grandchildren, our friends' children, amen, all the way down to what God will eventually end the world, amen, they are all blessed, amen, because of God's mercy and his grace upon us. And then the Bible said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And that's coming out of Philippians 4, amen, 6 through 7. So I thank God this morning, and I give God, amen, all the honor and the glory and the praise for giving me a chance to be with my family on Thanksgiving Day, for the food on my table, amen, for the clothes on my back, amen, for waking me up this morning, amen. Some people didn't even wake up to see another day, for keeping my family. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Through the various trials and the tribulations that we go through, amen, from day to day, amen. Amen. For keeping Israel and for keeping America, amen, from the terrorists and all of those crazy people that are out there trying to destroy us for no reason at all, but most of all for Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and his blood and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. That's my thanksgiving. Amen. Praise God. God has been so good to me. I could sit back and complain and stuff, but I say, now as I look at things and see what God is still doing, I still have the activities of my limbs and my eyes is blurry, but I still can see just a little bit. Praise God. So I just give him thanks for what he has done. And I want to sing this little song to you, amen, praise God, because I want to rejoice and celebrate the Lord. It's a praise God, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. It's a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Come on and celebrate the Lord with me. 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 And it goes, hallelujah. 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 And it goes, come on and clap your hands with me. 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 Let me say, hallelujah. 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 And then it say, come on and dance, dance with me. 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 Hallelujah. 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 And then he goes on and take it a little bit higher and say, come on and praise the Lord with me. 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 And that's my Thanksgiving song. That's my song to rejoice and thank God for what he has done. Amen. For all of us. Amen. If we look at the world today and we see what's going on with the people in the world, it makes us sad sometimes. It makes us worry sometimes. And then we look at the things that are going on, amen, and we wonder why is this suffering so, so gruesome, so bad, and is there hope, and will there ever be any hope for us? And then we turn around and look at God and say, yes, there is hope. He still has the sun coming up every morning at the exact same time. It has not changed in over millions of years. Although we do time zone, amen, that changes it. But every time this year, this time of morning, amen, before we get up out of the bed, amen, you can see that sun coming up, amen, praise God, and beginning to shine, amen, praise God. And we see how so many people, even though they might be incarcerated in wheelchairs, have cancer or AIDS, you see a lot of young women and men still motivated to go on despite of their sickness. And we look at, amen, the world at large itself, amen, over in other countries they are serving Muhammad and Buddha and the New Age movement and all these. And these people are killing themselves just to be a part of an entity that is not right. Amen. If you have a God that tells you you got to die in order to be a part of his ministry or his walk, amen, then you need to run from him because he's not the true and living God. But a lot of people are going through. So we just want to thank God today on Thanksgiving Day. Praise God. I plan on doing cooking for my family and the friends that will come over and whatever God allows me to do because that's my pleasure. Thanksgiving should be a pleasure to us instead of, you know, saying what we say, well, oh, I just don't feel like it, I don't feel up to it. A lot of people are homeless. If those people are homeless out there, then we have a job to do. We can take them food on that day. We can do a lot of things. Amen. Just to be able to help God's people because they're his people. And that's our expression. If we're thankful to God, then we're showing our gratitude and our love toward him and his son Jesus who died for us. So that's my celebration song. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, because of the things that are going on today, amen, praise God, a lot of people don't understand the move of God, amen, and his infinite power. Amen, and what he is and has done through his son, Jesus Christ. And it all started a long time ago when Adam and Eve fell. God brought in a solution right then and there. You know, we don't have a God that have to worry about how to figure out a situation. He can figure it out instantly, amen, and make things happen for us instantly, amen, in order to save us and keep us from the enemy destroying us. Because we do have an enemy out there, and Satan comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. But Jesus let us know that he come that we might have life, and that much more abundantly. At the beginning of creation, one of the things that happened was, amen, God, the Father, amen, thank you, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and Jesus Christ, they all work together in the creation, amen, praise God. And it speaks as thus, amen, as we read the scripture, praise God, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1. The Bible say, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth was without forms, amen, thank you, Jesus, and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved, amen, it hovered over the face of the waters. Amen, the Spirit of God, amen, is the last entity that God has left, amen, through his Son, Jesus Christ, down here on earth, amen, and that's the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible said in the book of, praise God, I give God the glory, amen, 1 John, we'll look at, thank you, Jesus, 1 John chapter 5, amen, and verse 7. And that's over in the New Testament, praise God. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 7. For the Bible said, there are three that bear witness in the heavens, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. So we know at the beginning when God created the heavens and earth, that was Jesus. That was the Holy Spirit. And so we know if they're working together, one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, amen, and it's most important for us to understand that he's working together with Jesus Christ and Father God, and they're all agreeing. They're all a witness in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And they all are one. They're working things out for our good. Amen. And I bless God today. Because we need the good in the earth, amen, as I said earlier, amen, because of the things that's going on We need to feel the good. We need to see the good. We need to know that the good is working, amen, on our behalf. And then the Bible said, this is he who came by water and blood, amen, in Jesus Christ. And that is noted, the Bible say, when the Bible literally states, when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, out of his side, when the soldiers came and pierced him in his side, to see if he was dead, came out blood, amen, and water. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. The Holy Spirit is a witness for our Father God and Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ spoke that when the Holy Spirit comes, he calls him the Comforter, the Paraclete, amen. And when he comes, he will be a witness to speak the things of God. He didn't come down here to brag on himself. He's a kind Holy Spirit. He didn't come down here to talk about junk food or to talk about things that we are not supposed to hear, but he came to teach us the right way, because he's the Comforter. When we are lonely, he's there to comfort us. When we are sad, he's there to be there, amen, and give us comfort, amen, through the things that we are going through. When we are sick, he's there to comfort us and tell us that Jesus is our healer. All we have to do is go to him in faith and belief, amen. That stops our line of abuse that the doctors have really put on the market, all these drugs that cause you to be sick, even having reactions, after you get medication that was supposed to be beneficial to you. So it stops all this that goes on in our bodies and give us the trust in God by way of the Holy Spirit, amen, to amen, walk in agreement with Jesus Christ and God, working things out for our good. So, amen, John 1 literally states that, for there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and they three are one. Amen. Praise God. And all the workings of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are simultaneously. Amen. They work together for our good. Amen. So that we can see the end results of problems that we have gone through, sufferings that we have gone through, fears that we have gone through, amen, praise God, and doubt, amen, thank you, Jesus, that we have gone through, amen. So we know, amen, that these are working for our good, so we begin to allow, amen, for those that believe in God to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. A lot of people, amen, said back in the olden times, amen, praise God, well, if you got God, you don't need Jesus and you don't need the Holy Spirit. Well, that's not true. Amen. You're going to need all of them, because all of them working for your good. And then it went on to say, with the Holy Spirit, praise God, one of the things, amen, that we need to understand, amen, thank you, Jesus, that, amen, John 3 and 5 say, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. In order for us to come into good relationship with God and into good standing, Jesus has literally made it clear that you're going to have the Holy Spirit. You're going to have the Holy Spirit in your life. He's the one that's going to teach you and guide you into all truth. Amen. Praise God. And he's the one that, amen, in John 16 and 8 says, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they believe not on me. A lot of people don't even believe that Jesus, amen, is the Son of God even today. A lot of people don't even understand that Jesus died on Calvary, amen, on that cross for us. Amen, but the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us the information of truth, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Amen, praise God. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And the Jewish prophet Ezekiel prophesied, a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. Amen, our heart was a stony heart. We didn't care nothing about God, Jesus Christ, our families, friends, or nobody. All it was about was what we can do to benefit our. That's what's going on, amen, even today. We are so selfish in life that we have forgotten about our Creator. That's why I wrote that little thought, amen, about giving thanks. We need to know who to give thanks to, because he is the one that, amen, thank you, Jesus. He merits everything in our life, amen, for our benefit and for our good. A new heart, amen. Also will I give unto you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will take away that old stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Praise God. And I, amen, thank you, Jesus. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. The Holy Spirit is that teacher. Amen. The statutes are the commandments of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, and all thy strength. Amen. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that Jesus, when he spoke of that, he spoke and said, this fulfilled the whole entire commandment. Because if you look back in the book of Numbers, amen, you will see where God had gave Moses to write on the Ten Commandments, didn't he? Amen. And he literally wanted the people to execute those commandments, to walk in them and obey them. Amen. Praise God. And so with the Holy Spirit, amen, praise God, that was given to us, the gift, amen, the free gift from God, now we're able to have, amen, those commandments written in our hearts, because in Psalms 119, amen, praise it states, amen, praise God, amen, thank you, Jesus. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. So we keep the judgments and commandments of God, amen, by way of the Holy Spirit. We need him in everything. It is the Holy Spirit that give us the new spirit. And Jesus taught, amen, that when he would come in unto us, amen, that he would, amen, guide and teach us into all truth, and we will be renewed, amen, in our spirit. Having the new man, the new spirit, amen, praise. Amen. Now we are able to live, amen, a new creature, a new being in God, and not have that old sinful nature, that old Adamic nature that Adam had. Amen. Praise God. But whosoever drink of the water, amen. And Jesus went on to say, amen, this in essence to the woman that was at the well. Amen. And Jesus met this woman, amen, a Samaritan woman at the well, and he told her concerning the Holy Spirit that he would literally, amen, come inside of her and he would give her everlasting life or a new spirit, amen. And the Bible said, whosoever drink of this water, amen, praise God in the scriptures, John 4 and 14, amen, not always say hallelujah, I give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. We want to understand, amen, through the passage of scriptures that we read, amen, that the key component of everything that God has done from the beginning of creation is to bring salvation to us. He wants us to be saved. He said he would that none should perish. Amen. Some people, amen, as soon as they get on earth, they're born, all of their lives, they stay in trouble and do things. Amen. And the end result is eternal damnation. So we don't want to die and go to hell. So with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus dying on the cross for us, that instantly brought salvation to us, to those that believe. That's why we come to God in repentance. That's why we come to God and ask him, teach us, guide and teach us into all truth. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus let us know, he said, now I'm going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. He said, but one of the things that I'm going to do for you, he said, I'm going to leave the Comforter. When you're lonely, that Comforter will come and help you. When you're going through trouble, that Comforter will be right there. When you literally going through, amen, any kind of trials and tribulations in your life, any afflictions, any persecutions, the Holy Spirit will be right there, amen, praise to God and teach us into all truth. Amen. So he was telling the woman at the well, he said, you have had five husbands, and none of them was your own. He said, but one of the things that I'm going to give you, he said, I want to give you living water that would spring up in you, the life that would spring up in you, that will keep you through all the things that you, amen, will encounter, amen, in the future. Some of us are going to go through some things in the future, and it's going to really cause us to have joy or either sadness. But if we got the Holy Spirit that will guide and teach us, that will comfort us in those perilous times, we'll be able to stand. And Jesus, amen, literally told us, he said, one of the things that you cannot do, you cannot blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Why? Because, amen, the Holy Spirit is the last entity that came in the earth realm to guide and teach us into all truth. And if you speak against, that means blaspheme means to speak against. If you speak against the Holy Spirit, then you have caused damnation to yourself, amen, and even in the world to come, because you shouldn't do those things. It's one thing that we should always understand to do, and that's to respect God. I fear God, and I respect him through fear, but also I respect him through love, and I also respect him because the Holy Spirit has told me the truth about him. Thank you, Jesus. And one day, Jesus had encouraged Philip and Thomas that the Spirit, he that dwelleth in you, shall be in you. Amen. And that was an encouraging word to know that, amen, we're not alone. Praise God. When we go in prayer, the Holy Spirit is there to guide us and teach us into all truth. We need to understand that I don't care what's going on. Praise God, the Holy Spirit, amen, is there to teach us what's needed to be for that day. Amen. And the coming of the Holy Spirit is an answer to Jesus' prayer. Jesus prayed to the Father, and he said, I will pray to Father, and the Father, amen, he shall give you another comforter, amen, and that he may abide with you forever. Amen. Praise God. Jesus came on this earth. He stayed, literally, he spent 33 years, amen, in the earth, amen. He did miracles, signs, and wonders, amen. He taught the word in the synagogues. He went out, amen, into the highways and the byways, hedges, and he compelled men to come in to the true and living God. Amen. And not only that, but he laid his life down. But he said, because of this here, he said, now I'm just here for a short time. He said, I must go back to my Father. He said, but amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. One of the things that being able to go back to the Father, he would literally be able to send the Comforter, who is the Holy Spirit, that would guide and teach us. Amen, and to all truth. And that's found in John 14 and 16. Praise God. And then it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, amen, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. I don't know about you, but I have gone through things, amen, and I sit down and I begin to wonder, Lord, amen, how is this going to work out for me? What can I do to resolve it? Then I hear a small, soft voice, or I hear something inside of me saying, it's going to be all right. God is going to work it out. And that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit giving us that comfort, that reassurance that we need. The Holy Spirit gives us reassurance in the midst of situations. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. For men are led by the Spirit of God that are the sons of God. Amen. And they are literally the sons of God. Praise God. If you're led by the Spirit of God, you are the sons of God. Praise God. And daughters. Amen. Romans 8 and 14. The greatest need for this hour is spiritual power. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. He is the worker. He's the one that works out situations. He's the one that resolves everything. Amen for us. Amen. Praise God. In a dying world. Praise God. If you look at what Lucifer is doing today, you will say, oh, he's just busy. He's out there stealing from somebody, stealing their joy, their peace. Killing the children and doing everything he can do. But then the Holy Spirit will come in and say, well, you belong to me. You belong to Father God. He's a witness that we belong to God. Amen. Praise God. And so because of this, we say, amen, and I'm just paraphrasing. I'm trying to use the voice of the Holy Spirit now. We say that because you belong to God, amen, that we're going to keep you and your children. I don't care what they go through. I don't care how bad it seems. Amen. But we are here to support. We are your life support. Amen. Praise God. You get your lifeguard And you have a live God to go out, amen, to that pool, amen, praise God. One of the things that he's said you to do is to be obedient to the laws and the rules and regulations that they have put out there in order for the people that are out there having that pleasurable time to be safe. Well, the Holy Spirit is our safer. I can't put it like that. That's a new word to me in that way. But he's the one that keeps us safe. He's the one that keeps us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. He'll do as far as if you're walking down the road and you feel like you need to cross the street, amen, and you're not paying no attention, your mind might be on something else, and all of a sudden a car come out there. Well, the Holy Spirit will pre-warn you before something happens so that you won't go out there and make a mistake. So he'll tell you, hold your head up and look, there's a car coming. That's how the Holy Spirit works. Or he'll tell you, you need to pray for your children, your daughter, your son. You say, I just thought that. Well, that's not your thinking. That's the Holy Spirit thinking for you so that you can pray, so that you can protect your family while they're absent from you. So the Holy Spirit is a worker. He works things, amen, for our good. He works things out for our good. Praise God. For we are led by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We need spiritual power, and this power can only come from God the Father, God, Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, my God, I'm just excited. Working it out for our good. And so the baptism of the Holy Spirit is needed for everybody. There is a new generation that, amen, is coming up, amen, amen, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, amen, and they need to receive the Holy Spirit for what's getting ready to come in the earth realm, because we have heard about the Antichrist and him coming and how he's going to deceive the nation, how he's going to hurt a lot of people, amen, through deception. So those that don't have the Holy Spirit, those don't have the working of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you can look for them to suffer much more than the normal because, amen, they're not going to have anybody to call on. But when you go to the Holy Spirit, who is such a gentleman, amen, praise God, he's not going to abuse your privileges, he's not going to abuse your rights, but he's going to come to you with love, amen, because he comes from the Father, and he's going to speak to you, speak to your heart, give you some kind of a way of understanding him so that when you go through something, he'll go through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ will pray to the Father for us because the Bible says Jesus Christ, after he died, amen, he is now sitting on the right-hand side of Father God making intercessions for us through prayer, amen, and supplication. Amen. So in doing those things, amen, then Jesus will get an answer from God. Because remember, I told you they all bear witness. They all three are one. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And then he'll turn back around and he'll give the answer to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will give us what we need. So we need, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then in Acts, amen, praise God, 1:8, it said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We can only witness the truth by having the truth inside of us. You cannot speak about Jesus if you don't know the word. What can you tell him? You can't tell him anything. But when you have the truth on the inside of you, when you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, that God teaches you into all truth, then you have someone that witnesses to the fact that God is God. He's our witness. You can witness to the fact that, amen, in the beginning God created the heavens and earth. You can witness to the fact that God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, they are witnesses and they are one. You can identify with the fact that there is a creator that we have never seen, but we can imagine. Amen. Praise God. Jesus, to me, a lot of people have put him as a black man. That's not true. That's not true. He's olive in complexion. He's real beautiful complexion. And he's holy. He has straight, pretty hair that's kind of curly and wavy. That's the way I have seen him. Amen. And he's a notable, a man of notability. Amen. He's a God of notability, and he's to be respected and to be honored, amen, as God. So we don't paint his picture as being Hispanic or black or any body that we think we should put up there. We paint the truth, amen, of who he is. So we know that Jesus, amen, praise God, is olive in complexion. He's very, to me, he's very handsome. Praise God. But he is a man of God. He is God himself, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that bear witness. Amen. And the wonderful thing about it is that the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Amen. Praise God. Jesus had told them, he said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am you might be also. And he was going to send the comforter and the comforter with God and teach us into all truth. Amen. Praise God. And then he told us to tarry. Amen. He told them in the olden time, he said, tarry in Jerusalem till you be endowed with power from on high. The Holy Spirit give us the power and the strength to stand up to somebody. If they walk up to us and speak unkind words to us, we now have the power and strength to tell them, I'm not going to allow you to talk to me like that. I am somebody. And I belong to God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the Holy Spirit, praise God, amen, was to come upon those people back in those days. Amen. Well, after that, now today, amen, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, one of the things that we do, we invite the Holy Spirit in. Amen. And he comes in and he makes his abode in us. Amen. That means he resides in us, praise God, because he is the one that conquers us, guides us, and teaches us into all truth. And then the Bible said, suddenly at that time, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing and mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Amen. I would have loved to have been in that time, praise God, to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit as it came in like a rushing and a mighty wind. But one of the things that happened to me when I received the Holy Spirit, praise God, and I had gotten saved, amen, praise God, I had gone through trouble in my life, and it seemed like it was no hope. And my brother and my husband were out there in the world doing things that they wasn't supposed to do, being homemongers, amen, and I have to tell the truth. And one of the things that happened was my husband and my brother were, oh, Lord, so bad into sin that it was just, it was causing havoc in our family. And they were out dating the same women, and they were out doing everything that they were big enough to do. And so my husband would tell me, he said, if my brother didn't leave him alone, he would shoot him. And I would tell my mother, and my mama said, oh, Earl ain't going to do nothing to my my brother like that. And so I would take it to heart, but my mother didn't take it to heart. And one day, my husband and brother, they were welders, and they had gone out to a little town called LaGrange, Texas. Amen. Praise God. And during that time, amen, being in LaGrange, they were welders. They worked and made good money. Well, I was always gifted to see things and understand things. And I could not get over the fact of not being able to be around my husband and know what was going on. So I told my sister-in-law I had just had surgery. I said, let us go up there and see what these men were doing. And so as we went up there, we spent quality time with them. My husband would give me all his paycheck but what he needed to work on, because he was a family man. He took care of the house. But my brother at that time, amen, he didn't want to give his wife everything that was needed to take care of five children. And they were doing their thing, and they had their little girlfriends. And so we left them as it was, but my sister-in-law had spoke a word over my brother. And I noticed when you speak words of negativity over your family and friends, those words have life as well as when you speak positive words. And if I had known how to stop the negative words back then, I probably could have stopped my husband from shooting my brother, but he ended up shooting my brother. She wanted my brother dead. And so I said, you shouldn't say that, but I didn't know how to pray or speak in that essence to help. And so I went on, and a week later, amen, my husband called me on the phone, and he said, baby, I'm in jail. I said, what are you in jail for? And he said, I just shot your brother. I said, what? And it threw me for a loop. And I said, is he dead? And he said, I don't know. And then I got the full story of how my brother and my husband had wanted to do various things, and my husband had met a woman and wanted to go out there and be with this woman. And he had given all his money to me, and my brother, amen, had not given his money to his wife, so my husband ended up borrowing some money from my brother. Well, without God, amen, everything would happen. He ended up shooting my brother, to make a story short. They could not do the medical means for my brother in LaGrange because they didn't have the equipment. They was not high-tech. And so they sent him to Austin, Texas. In Austin, Texas, the doctor said, after he had looked at the injury, he said, if my brother lived, he would be a vegetable because my brother was shot in the head and in the hand. And the impact of the bullet sucked his brains out of his head. So my instinct was to go, after we heard what the doctors had said, to go in prayer. And I wasn't really close to God then, but the Holy Spirit on the inside was always there. And he unctioned me to go, and I was a priest walking down the hall. We went to that priest, asked that priest to pray for my brother. 3 days later, my brother woke up out of comatose state. His brains did not swell up on him, and he's living today as a minister. Well, because of sin and not knowing God like we supposed to have known God, not being saved and having the Holy Spirit, amen, then the enemy had all legal rights to come in. But when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, one of the things that you don't want to do, you don't want to leave God out and have Jesus and leave the Holy Spirit out and don't have God and Jesus, because the Bible says they all work together as one. They bear witness in heaven. So we need them. So I asked God, amen. I say, God, I say, I done got saved now, and I wanted the evidence of speaking in tongues, because I thought at first it was foolishness to me. But now I understand with the speaking of tongues, like I did just a few minutes ago, not too long ago. Well, it brings in a prayer language that the devil don't understand. And that's one thing that we as the body of Christ need to do. We pray all the time, and everything we pray, the devil hears. And everything he hears, he fight against. So I asked him to give me the Holy Spirit, and he gave me the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I have been so, elated, amen. I have been in such peace, amen. Even though I've gone through suffering and many other things that have happened to me, but when the Holy Spirit comes in and comforts me, I get that peace because of the hurts that I have gone through. So we need the Holy Spirit. So I would have loved to have been there, amen, on the day of Pentecost, and praise God. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. That cloven tongues is the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's the proof that you have the Holy Spirit. That's the proof that you are allowing Jesus Christ and God to be a part of your life. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with others in tongues, and as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. That's coming out of Acts 2:1-4. Praise God. And then, praise God, I heard one preacher say, as this man wrote the book, amen, the Holy Ghost that came on the day of Pentecost was God's telegram from heaven, letting the world know that Jesus had made it and was now seated on the right hand of God. That's power within itself. Now that the Holy Spirit has, amen, been given, we receive God's free gift. That's the free gift. Amen. That's the promise. Amen. The Holy Spirit is now available in every believer. You know, when Abraham accepted God as his father, amen, one of the things that Father God told him, he said, Amen. His seeds would go into captivity, and they would live in bondage for 400 years. And then it exceeded over to 430 years, and I give God the glory because God knows all things, and he's the alpha for every reason that happens in the earth realm. Well, what had happened, I bless God. Amen. Praise God. The enemy, amen, being in Egypt, amen, had caused them sufferings. The Bible said, amen, praise God, in the book of Exodus, amen, one of the things that they did, amen, every time they tried to, every time that the Egyptians feared, amen, that something would go on and they would lose, amen, their sovereignty or their hold over the Israelites, one of the things that would happen was they would literally, amen, begin to walk in fear and say, well, let's stop them from living, killing up the firstborn sons. And one of the things that, amen, would happen was they won't multiply and grow and increase, amen, upon us, amen, and overtake us. So they lived in fear. Your enemy will live in fear, amen, when you got the power of God that's residing on the inside. And so and the Bible said, therefore they set themselves, amen, in a way, and what they began to do was send taskmasters, amen, that was hard, amen, against the Israelites, and they began to afflict them with heavy burdens. Amen. And these burdens were grievous, and they began to cry out to God. They began to pray to God and ask God for help. Well, because of Father Abraham, one of the things that God is, he's a covenant keeper. Amen. I spoke upon that last week. Amen. And he doesn't break covenant. We break covenant, amen, through rebellion. Amen. Being rebellious and sinning against God. Amen. Praise God. And so one of the things that happened was, amen, praise God, because God is God of his word and he keeps his word. Amen. He then, amen, allowed, amen, a savior to come in. And they called his name Moses. Moses was the one that delivered the Hebrews from the, amen, the Egyptians. Amen. Praise God. And so in doing that, praise God, God was, amen, sending, amen, help from on high. And God had kept a promise. And that promise was for the coming of Jesus Christ. He told Abraham that he would be a father of many nations, amen, and that he would be a seed bearer that would bring in someone into the earth realm that would save the nation of the Jews, which we call today, or the Israelites, or the Hebrews, amen, which we call back in the olden times. So he would save them by way of Jesus Christ. But then Jesus Christ went on and said not only would he be able to save the Jewish nations, amen, and the Gentiles that believe in him, but they would also, amen, be able to save the Gentiles, amen, that come to him and trust in him. So today, amen, because of what God had told Father Abraham, and I give God the glory, we all have a chance to the tree of life through Jesus Christ. Amen, and through the free gift that is of the Holy Spirit. Amen, and the Bible said the Holy Spirit was first given on the day of Pentecost. Amen, praise God, and I just told you about that. Amen, praise God. Because in the olden days, what the Holy Spirit used to do was he used to come and rest upon one of the prophets, like Ezekiel, Isaiah, praise God, Jeremiah, Amos, all the prophets, he would come and rest upon them, amen, and he'd speak a word, and the Bible was written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For those prophets, those teachers that wrote the Bible, we knew that the Holy Spirit, amen, did not rest inside of them at that time. But when Jesus came, the New Testament came, grace and truth came, amen, thank you, Jesus, praise God, then the Holy Spirit came along with that as the free gift. So now we look at the free gift, amen, and the promise that was sent to us, and we know that Jesus in Christ, amen, Jesus, amen, being our Savior, amen, also gave us an opportunity to have somebody that would be with us, amen, even after he had left the earth realm. Praise God. And one of the things, amen, that we now know that, amen, thank you, Jesus, Jesus had taught even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because, number one, because It seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but we know him, amen, for he dwelleth within us and shall be in us, John 14 and 17. Now, we know the Holy Spirit is on the inside of us because there is a metamorphosis that goes on in our life. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, then he begins to renew your mind, then he begins to strengthen you, develop your character, amen, and change the whole construction, the whole precept, the whole concept that you had had before you had Jesus in your life. And if you look at a metamorphosis, amen, you take a butterfly, one of the first things you're going to get is the little egg, amen, praise God. And then it's going to go through the stages of being in that little old bitty, what you call that cocoon, that little area where it shelters and protects the butterfly, that little egg, praise God. Then after it stayed in there so many weeks, amen, then it's going to be hatched out, amen, and it's going to come into that worm, amen, praise God, and that worm is going to go on and present itself after so much development, and I can't get the whole story straight, but after the development of that worm and whatever, then that Holy Spirit is going to, the butterfly, excuse me, is going to turn into a beautiful ray butterfly. I wish I could remember the various stages, but I got it down to the closest dimension that I can remember. But it comes into that beautiful butterfly that you once seen to be a worm, that was once an egg, that was once in the cocoon. Amen. Praise God. So we know that there is a metamorphosis that happens when we receive God, amen, Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen. Then the psalmist declared, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with the loving kindness and the tender mercy. And that's Psalms, amen, 103 and 4, praise God. So we know that, amen, our redemption, amen, draweth. And now when we receive salvation from the Lord, amen, and the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are ready, amen, to go to the next dimension and the level, amen, that we need to go to in our lives, amen. One work of the Holy Spirit, amen, impacts the lives of hundreds of souls. This is the power of the Holy Spirit when he comes upon you. When you receive the Holy Spirit, now you have been impacted with one of the most gracious gifts there is in order to keep you from dying and going to hell, because he works on that. He keeps salvation alive. He keeps hope alive. He keeps belief in Jesus Christ alive, that we will not die, amen. We will not perish, but have eternal life, amen, praise God. And thank you, Jesus. So today we understand that we need the filling, amen, of the Holy Spirit, as well as Jesus Christ, as well as Father God, to be a part of our lives in order to make it to have to heaven. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to ask a question to those that are believers. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe? Do you have him working on the inside of you? Do you know that he is the one, amen, praise God, that guides and teaches us into all truth as I've spoken? Do you believe those things that I've spoken? Amen, praise. And just praise God. And just by your belief alone, amen, praise God, we are able to now go on to the next dimension, amen, and be more developed, amen, into what God has wanted us to be developed in, praise God, through the free gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.